Good morning. We are going to discuss the halachas of the insertion of B'Sein Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah, which we add into Shemon Esrei. And with those who also are in Chutz La'aretz, that starts 60 days after the falling out of Tekuvah's Tishrei, which always falls out on October 7th. 60 days later, the day which is 60 days later, we start. And we start from the Marah beforehand. This new insertion of B'Sein Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah is Ma'akev. A person must add it into Shemon Esrei, and if he doesn't, he's not going to be here to Shemon Esrei. And therefore, if a person completed all of Shemon Esrei without adding B'Sein Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah, he would have to repeat Shemon Esrei. We do have a leniency that if a person did forget that he has some opportunities to put it in without forcing him to repeat the Shemon Esrei. And the first one is, if he's still within the bracha itself, he can add it in anywhere in the bracha. And the Mishmur does say, however, that it's appropriate to go back and put it in the proper place and then continue from there to the end of the bracha in order. If a person realized after he said Baruch Atah Hashem, so Mishabur says, you don't say L'Adeni Chukecha, but you finish off Mevorecha Shonim, and you wait till Shemei Tefillah to insert it in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. Right before the phrase, Ketor Shemei Tefillah Tamchoyez HaBarachamim, you would add in the following. According to the Mishabur, you add the words V'Sein Talam Atah Divracha. The Aruch HaShulchan actually suggests you say V'Sein Talam Atah Divracha Panei HaAdamah. So it should be a full thought. And then you continue. If a person realized after he finished the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, so then he does not go back to Shemei Tefillah, but rather he goes back to the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and he inserts B'Sein Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah in the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and then he continues all of the brachas in order from there to the end, to the end of Shemon Esrei. So he ends up saying the middle brachas, some of the middle brachas twice. The person only realized after he had said the second Yehudah Rotson, so at that point in time it's considered as if he has concluded Shemon Esrei, and he has to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. If a person realized he did not say it in Baruch Aleinu, and he did not say it in Shemei Tefillah in the appropriate place, and he realized right around the end of the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. So there's two scenarios. Scenario number one is he finished off the bracha, bracha to Hashem, Shemei Tefillah, but he has not started the next word, Ritzei. So Mishabur says that in that situation, you say the phrase of Sein Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah, and you insert it there before you start the bracha of Ritzei. Furthermore, if a person said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he has not even said Shemei Tefillah yet, so you cannot insert it right there, but what you need to do is finish off the thought, so you say Lamdeini Chukecho. So therefore, you have not completed the bracha at the end of that, the bracha conclusion at the end of that paragraph, so you're still in the middle of the paragraph. So he goes back to before. He says, "Say Talam Al-Tarli V'Rechah, Al Panei HaAdamah." Then he continues, "Kedosh Shemei Tefillah Samchoyez HaBarachat Barachamim Baruchat Hashem Shemei Tefillah." So he, in that situation, he has not completed the bracha. He would insert it and then finish up the bracha appropriately. And he's allowed to do this by saying the phrase of Lamdeini Chukecho. If a person is not sure if he said it or not, so Mishabur says, if a person had intended to say it, he knows for sure that he had planned to say it. A, he knows he was davening from a siddur. B, and C, this doubt only arose in his mind much later on. He's finished Shemon Esrei already, and he's got involved in davening further, and then he realized, or he started wondering if he said it or not. In that situation, a person is allowed to assume that he said it. If a person is not sure if he said it for the first 30 days, we have to assume that he has said it according to what he's used to saying until now, which would be not to have the insertion, and he would therefore would have to assume he did not say it and correct it by adding it in wherever the halacha opportunity arises. If a person So we said the shear for that is 30 days. The Sefer Ishei Yisrael brings that there's some opinion would say that a person is allowed to rely on his own personal nature, and that could work one of either the Kula or the Chumra. If he knows it takes him more than 30 days to get used to saying it properly, he knows that sometimes, even after 30 days, when he's not being careful, he ends up naturally going back to saying it the old way. See, he cannot rely on 30 days. He has to assume he has not said it properly even after 30 days, until such time that he would normally remember to say. And vice versa, a person finds that his nature is that he gets used to it more quickly, so he's allowed to rely on that and assume that he did say it correctly, even though it's not been 30 days yet. If a person is not sure, then we use the 30-day rule, like we have the standard number which Chazal have given us. A person has one more option. The person has is the beginning of the period of time of saying Zentalamotor, to sit down and say it enough times that he'll become used to saying it. So how many times is that? Well, we say, well, based on the idea that it's 30 days, we would assume it's 90 times. There is a discussion that we don't, since this is not said on Shabbos, so it's not going to be 90 times, and really theoretically even a little less should work. But we do require a calculation of 90 times for a person to be considered that they've had this advantage of getting used to it quickly. This approach is a machlokes, whether this works or not, and therefore maybe it might be advisable for a person not to get involved in this if in general he always has it right. A person walks around with a lot of doubts and tzveikas and worries about whether he said it correctly. This is a wonderful aid so the person could use to remove, and then rely upon, to remove those doubts by doing so. So it is strongly advised people who have that nature to doubt themselves and be worried about whether they said it correctly or not, to avail themselves of this aid to undertake it as quickly, as early as possible by saying it multiple times. One last point, he can, if he didn't do it immediately, he can count the tefillos that he set up until then as part of his 90 times, and say, let's say he only thought about it after 15 days, so he said 45 tefillos during that period of time, he would repeat B'Sein Talamot Tzadiv Rochot. So the phrase going into B'Sein Talamot, he's already used to adding it in another 45 times, and he has his total of 90, and he can rely on that, that he will say it properly when the time comes. Have a wonderful day.